In a lucid dream, out-of-body experience, remote viewing session, hypnotic trance, coma, or near-death experience, our thinking minds may be using the source field much more than when we are conscious. This appears to give us much greater access to the information stored within the source field, including the ability to speak various languages. Many people don't realize that Edgar Cayce, while in a hypnotic trance, could give people funny little sayings or even have complete conversations with them in their own language, despite being unable to speak anything but English in his waking mind. He is estimated to have spoken over 24 different languages while in trance. Dr. LaBerge believes that every landscape, every object, every character, and every situation in the dream represents some aspect of yourself. A dream is a message from your subconscious mind and/or astral self, and the language is symbolism. In a dream, you are presented with various problems from your waking life, but they often appear in disguise. If someone is abusing you in your waking life, they may become a monster in your dream, as one example. Everything in the dream is symbolic, and every symbol is some part of who you are, or some situation that is happening to you in your waking life. The basic aspects of this symbolic language are commonly understood among dream researchers. Nothing is more frustrating than watching people share dreams in which the Earth is being destroyed and then treat it as a prophecy of real events that are about to happen in the world, rather than a reflection of some massive change that is about to happen or has already been happening in their own lives. So when you run into terrifying, threatening, and aggressive characters in a dream, don't think of it as a nightmare. You can train yourself to recognize that such frightening situations must be dreams, and then use them as triggers to become lucid. Dr. LaBerge says those evil characters ultimately represent some aspect of yourself that you have not forgiven and accepted. If you learn the art of lucid dreaming, you can quickly turn your worst nightmares into the greatest triumphs. Dr. LaBerge shared his own experience of how you do this. I dreamed that I was in the middle of a classroom riot. A furious mob was raging about, throwing chairs and trading punches. A huge, repulsive barbarian with a pockmarked face, the Goliath among them, had me hopelessly locked in an iron grip. At this point, I recognized I was dreaming, and remembering what I had learned from handling similar situations previously, I immediately stopped struggling. I was absolutely certain about the proper course of action. I knew only love could truly resolve my inner conflict, and I tried to feel loving as I stood face to face with my ogre. At first, I failed utterly, feeling only revulsion and disgust. He was simply too ugly to love. That was my visceral reaction. But I tried to ignore the image and seek love within my own heart. Finding it, I looked my ogre in the eyes, trusting my intuition to supply the right things to say. Beautiful words of acceptance flowed out of me, and as they did, he melted into me. As for the riot, it had vanished without a trace. The dream was over, and I awoke feeling wonderfully calm. As LaBerge and others have said, the dreamer often experiences blinding white light as the villainous character merges back into them, and he or she awakens in tears. I have had multiple experiences like this and was very deeply moved. Nearly every day, I hear a story that people are becoming more aware, more attuned to the consciousness of the world and its effects. I believe this is no accident. It appears that our thinking minds are being energetically transformed by outside forces that are affecting our entire solar system, as we will explore in later chapters. And this raises an intriguing question. Is it possible that the rules of the dream world could also apply to the physical world? If we all share a collective consciousness, are there practical things we can do to improve the world by nothing more than the power of our own thoughts? Could we improve the lives of others by improving ourselves? Can we change the dream when we change our own minds? There is rigorous evidence that we have much more power to improve the overall health of the people on Earth than we ever believed.